Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
Years ago, I remember Rush Limbaugh saying that there were three reasons that people tuned into the radio: to be entertained, to be entertained, and to be entertained. Frankly, I think that applies to, well, any, you know, media, whether it be the mainstream media or social media or whatever it is you decide to consume. Well, mostly to entertain yourself, maybe to inform, but most likely because you find it entertaining. At some point, the news figured out that that was the case, and, well, I think you can tell by some of the stories they cover or they don't cover that, yeah, they're kind of in the entertainment business, and they cover the things that they think are get ratings, or at least the things that their sponsors, advertisers, whatever you want to call them, want them to talk about, or maybe not want them to talk about. And even the concept of fake news is not really new. It may have been called out by a certain president, but really the fake news, as it were, has been a thing for a while. But I think where it entered the mainstream consciousness is when there started being shows like The Daily Show, when it came out in the late 90s. A little known fact about the show: Mike Rowe, you know, the guy from Dirty Jobs. Well, he was supposed to be the host of The Daily Show, actually, twice. Mike Rowe interviewed one of the producers of The Daily Show in his podcast, The Way I Heard It, for episode 194. I didn't take any clips from it, but I think you should listen to the whole interview. It's actually interesting and worth the, 53 minutes or so. And of course, he tells stories and that kind of thing. So Mike Rowe's podcast is actually a good subscribe in general. But one statement in the interview actually, it got my attention, and it's the reason I wanted to talk about it, was that at one point, Jon Stewart, who was the host of The Daily Show for a long time, was considered one of the most trusted news people in America. Now, The Daily Show is still on the air. It's still a satirical news show. Don't watch it myself anymore, but certainly back in the late 90s and early 2000s, it was a groundbreaking show and covered a lot of ground, and people found that much more entertaining than watching the real news, which I can't blame them, because certainly the news hasn't gotten any more entertaining. In fact, I remember and this is always something I've always run into, I guess, is if I watch the news, I actually get angry. I mean, it's because, you know, when they're talking about stuff that I know about and I know that they're getting wrong, that frustrates me. And so if they're getting the stuff that I know wrong, right, then what are they telling me about the stuff that that I don't know is wrong? Are they getting that right? And they're probably not, right? And, you know, I don't know, based on some of the clips I still hear on the, when I'm listening to No Agenda or other shows, right, it's like, yeah, the media is clearly getting a bunch of stuff wrong or misleading people or whatever, and they're not, you know, they're telling a story, and they're kind of trying to come off as being, trying to give you the facts or whatever, but really all they're doing these days is injecting their opinion. And if you're just going to inject your opinion, at least be funny. And these guys are taking themselves way too seriously. I think, you know, Jon Stewart definitely had a knack for his role. It's like, yeah, things are happening in the world and you don't have a lot of control over it. So have a laugh at it, right? And, you know, it was, I don't know, I think there was probably laughs on both sides of the aisle. I don't know that the current Daily Show or any of the other shows that came about from it, right, that have that, they seem to pick one side and predominantly one side. Of course, you know, the whole, left-right thing is kind of silly anyway. It just seems like it's a way to divide us. And I think, you know, I think we all got, I think we're all getting a raw deal here by the mainstream media. They're not really telling us what's going on. At least I don't think so. And there's definitely a certain bias to everything. And, you know, and you start following the money again, one of those Rush Limbaugh things, right? And I'm sure other people have said it too, but you follow the money where, you know, who's funding the media these days. And you have to wonder, you know, what things are being covered and what things are not being covered. And so, And yeah, I would say that, you know, it would, you know, I don't even know that you can do humor right anymore because everybody, because things have gotten so polarized that if you make one of fun of one side or the other, then everybody's just going to get all angry at each other. And, you know, and that's just, you know, I don't, we should all be able to laugh at ourselves and, you know, and it's, there's some good self-deprecating humor, I guess, but everybody seems so on edge or so sensitive about everything that, yeah, we can't, you know, we can't laugh anymore. It's just, you know, just kind of watching some of the humor that, you know, the so-called humor that comes out these days, it's just not funny. It's not, you know, and you know, some people might say, oh, the, you know, such and such is offensive or whatever. Well, you know, sometimes jokes are that, but they're not intended in, you know, necessarily in you know, in a way that is, you know, I don't know, derogatory or whatever. It's, you know, we're laughing at everybody's faults, right? It's, that's kind of what it's supposed to be. But yeah, I don't know that, you know, I don't know that there's any, you know, they say that, think about some of the movies that I've watched over the years. They couldn't make a lot of those movies today. Pretty much anything by Mel Brooks could not be made today. And there's probably a bunch of others as well. But anyway, I think, you know, that this is, you know, what we've picked up with, you know, yeah, I mean, John Stewart broke some ground and Craig Kilborn before him, right? The you know, the idea of being able to make fun of, you know, the news, and yeah, people trust that more than the, you know, than the quote unquote straight guys. You know, I mean, the good news is these days we've got so many more options, right? And even, you know, even back in the 90s, there was cable TV, but it was still, you know, still mostly mainstream media. Now with podcasting and everything, everybody can put put their opinions out there, and there's infinite choices. And so, you don't necessarily have to listen to, you know, what the, you know, what CNN or Fox News or, you know, whatever your partisan rag of choice is, right? I mean, there's lots of things to, there's lots of opinions and views to get. And I don't know where you're going to get the facts, though. It's, you know, there's certainly, you know, that's another thing, too, which I could talk about, is the death of the local paper or local media. And that's a whole nother discussion that I should probably record a podcast on, because, yeah, that is something that, yeah, we don't, there's no money in media, right? Or there doesn't seem like there is, at least in the traditional sense. But I think there are other ways to fund that we haven't looked at yet, but maybe we should start doing that. And no, I don't mean letting Google pay for, you know, pay for reporters. I'm talking about something that's, you know, funded locally and, you know, and there's, you know, there's local reporters and that kind of thing. And there's probably ways to do that. And I did hear of something on podcasting 2.0 that, well, it gives me some hope maybe that there might be, we might be able to do that. I think the whole podcasting 2.0 effort might actually be a way to do that. And yeah, as I say, I'll have to record another podcast about that.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.